From 94.9 KUOW Seattle, I'm Elizabeth Austin. I'm not a parent myself, and I haven't yet had to take care of someone who's seriously ill. But a new chapbook by poet Suzanne Edison gives me some insight into what it might be like to parent a seriously ill child. And here she is introducing two of those poems.
This is a poem based on experiences that many children have, my daughter included, where they have intravenous infusions of medicines. So that includes not only chemotherapy for kids with cancer, but many autoimmune diseases. They get immunoglobulins and steroids, and they spend a lot of time in the hematology oncology clinic. This is called Betrayal. Loose sleeve hiked up past elbow, the band tied off, her arm, vein, pulsing anticipation. She does not move as nurse cleans skin and needle threads its sting, her blood scattershot. Only her black eyes take flight into mine. Wearing a mask of calm, I say to my six-year-old, "The instruction sheet inside you is mixed up. Signals got crossed. Your cells think the enemy is within." Each time the plasma of others spun and distilled, a cornucopia of chemicals drips through tubes and time and tempers, she tries to disappear. Days she plays nurse, revenge is sweetly wrapped in reverse. Every imaginable scenario, the worst possible. She says to me, "You could die. You've broken your arm, your leg, and your head." Her voice, raw, like an eyelid turned inside out, stabs me. Paperclip needle scrapes my arm. I am her voodoo doll, her urn, made to know, to name, to hold, burning, silent howls.
That's Suzanne Edison, a poet and mother of a child with a rare autoimmune disorder, reading Betrayal from her poetry chapbook, What Cannot Be Swallowed. Here's Suzanne again introducing another poem.
I think for many parents, there's a kind of PTSD, I've decided. Once you've been through this process, you never fully sleep again or fully relax, and you always have to go through this mental checklist in your mind. If something happens with your child, is this something I need to pay really big attention to? Or is this a kind of normal childhood illness or issue? And particularly, I know in my case, it took a long time to get a diagnosis, and there's for many years was a measure of guilt of like, why couldn't I get her diagnosed sooner? And so there's always this a little bit anticipation of, you know, I sort of have to catch my breath, calm myself down and think, is this something that I need to worry about? So there is a kind of vigilance that's always present under the surface. This next poem was written over the last couple of years as my child was becoming increasingly healthy, but wasn't completely in remission yet. She was still coming down off medications, but seemingly active and, you know, more like a, quote, normal child, unquote. And it also came after listening to many parents talk about their own children as they were getting healthy. There is a word in here that the word is fenestration, and it means both a window, and it's a surgical procedure that's used to cut an opening, sometimes in the inner ear. It was not a procedure that my child had, but I liked the word as a with its double meaning. Blood work. The live wire of my body, vigilant tuning fork, vibrates low. Watching you walk, run, heave a mottled brown ball toward netted hoop. Impossible to dream. A braided vision of normality. I am no longer a chicken pecking circles round your every moment, as if that dance kept me from being unzipped or you from falling. Yet, each time your labs return a notch too high, or a milky fog appears inside one eye and your knuckles flare grated red, I curse the resurrected hope wagon I thought to ride on. Still full of flint, ready for conflagration, I would strip bark with my teeth, slice the neck of pestilence, a fenestration for cords coiled from my hair and flayed skin, plait a lasso, harness, bower, anything to keep the sky clear of your unfurling.
Poet Suzanne Edison reading Bloodwork. Earlier we heard Suzanne read Betrayal from her chapbook, What Cannot Be Swallowed. Suzanne offers writing workshops for parents of chronically ill kids at Seattle Children's Hospital. You can find more information about Suzanne's workshops and poems at our website, kuow.org. Search for the keyword poetry. From 94.9 KUOW Seattle, I'm Elizabeth Austin.